Glenn Clark's Growing Up in Bandera. Number 180. While enjoying a recent fishing trip to Medina Lake with my cousin, I was fishing along a man-made point near the area where the river opens to the lake. This location is familiar to me, both above and below the water, because I have fished there since I was a kid. I'm talking about back in the day when Smith Wright used to farm in the dry area of the lake bed. Casting to the bank from my boat along the water's edge, where there are now some really nice homes, I struck up a conversation with an elderly man who was doing yard work on some already perfectly manicured landscape surrounding his home. I asked if he knew the ground where he was standing was a man-made peninsula. Not only did he know that, but he had some family history connected to the lake. He told me his grandfather had hauled fuel oil to the dam construction site back in the early 1900s. While trying to share some history, I had received a history lesson. It's like a treasure hunt around these parts. You never know who, what, or when you may make a discovery. As I trolled away, I gave him a parting shot. I don't want to keep you from your work, so I'll go back to fishing. Then I heard a female voice respond, "Thanks a lot, guys." Up until then, I hadn't noticed his wife sitting quietly on the dock, applying a new coat of paint. I had always wondered why people tell me to never move to the lake, because you wouldn't have to quit fishing. Now I know. Nearby Wharton's Dock was a place for lots of activities through the years. I had some childhood friends whose parents leased a lot next to it, where we did some camping. The building is now abandoned and in disrepair, while the boat launch is about the only thing left as a reminder of its heyday. My adventures on the Medina Lake have been shared with family and friends for decades, starting at an early age with Honey and Nanny Blackwell, and today with my regular fishing partner, Gerald Chief Robeson. The Bandera Bass Club was involved in numerous misadventures that were almost comical at times, and others which shall ever remain untold by me. My friend Johnny Cardenas and I were involved in some epic catches on several occasions. An incident where he almost went overboard scared me more than him, I think. The tales I known for our fishing circle as toadisms, involving my brother-in-law, Carol the Toad, to Spain. I could write a book about my associations with him. These days, my growing up in Bandera life still includes beautiful waters of Medina Lake. At its finest and lowest times, the memories are many for me.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Growing Up in Bandera, written by Glenn Clark, narrated by Larry Haddad, and brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Stay tuned for more.